Yes, for sure.
But not.
I'd like to call the June 17th council meeting to order. Would the clerk please read roll?
Ms. Elka?
Here.
Mr. Clapper?
Here.
Mr. Drager?
Here.
Mr. Hook?
Here.
Ms. Schaefer Bish?
Here.
Mr. Tipton? Mr. Turner? Ms. Wallach?
Here.
Ms. Wesley?
Here.
Mr. Turner and Mr. Tipton have asked to be excused.
Move to excuse. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Drager, do you have opening remarks?
Just welcome our guests in here tonight and thank you for coming. Stand for pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Public comment, Kathy?
Yes, we have Mr. Lee Brooker.
Before you speak, Mr. Brooker, let me make a statement here. Although public comment is not required by law, the council has long upheld the practice of inviting citizens to share their remarks. We value and appreciate the contributions of all citizens who address matters of public concern. Be advised that the council will not engage in dialogue or debate during this portion of the meeting. As president of the council, I reserve the authority to suspend any comment that is disruptive, inappropriate, or otherwise inconsistent with the decorum of these proceedings. Please state your name and address for the record, and you'll be allotted 3 minutes to present your remarks. Thank you.
Thank you, president of council. I'm Lee Brooker at 317 Wilson Avenue. And I'll be brief and thanks, even though it's not required to. Thanks for the opportunity to make a little bit of noise about noise, particularly about gas powered blowers, which are not just a nuisance, but a true disturbance of the peace. The noise is. It's horrendous and very, very loud, and it covers an entire neighborhood. It certainly covers mine. And I understand that the Akron Regional Air Quality Office has a program that will at least partially reimburse individuals. I'm not clear, and I know there's not a discussion, but I'm curious as to whether that would apply to reimburse people to replace their gas powered blowers and such, snow blowers, leaf blowers, grass blowers, all those noisemakers with electrical ones, which are much, much quieter. And speaking of which, rakes and shovels make hardly any noise, and they're good exercise. But what I don't know is whether that rebate or whatever the reimbursement would apply to landscaping companies, which at least in my neighborhood are the biggest offender. And the time of day doesn't really matter. I understand that they're not allowed to make that noise past 9 o'clock in the evening. I don't remember at what time in the morning they're allowed to start, but people work at home. People work nights. People are retired or unemployed. People are disabled. So the time of day, I don't think should make any difference at all. And I would like council please to consider enacting or passing an ordinance to ban these things. I've personally had entire days, several of them, this year already completely ruined. I mean, I suffer from some particular conditions that are exacerbated by that kind of thing. And would just like for that to be considered.
Thank you, Mr. Brooker.
Thank you very much.
At this time, it's my pleasure to welcome Matt Kelly, Portage County Auditor, who is joining us for a special presentation.
Thank you, Mayor. And with me, I have Linda Dillon. She's a Gold Star mother, and I'm very proud to be here with Linda. And we have a plaque to present to you, Mayor, and the Council and the City of Kent. Linda was the big driver of our Purple Heart ceremony that we had here on May 28th, this past May 28th. It's a great event. I know, Mayor, you were there, and I think others were there maybe. But very proud to say that Portage County is a Purple Heart County. And with that, Kent is now a Purple Heart city. So there'll be signage that we have. Mayor, if you have any questions about that, what needs to be done about that, of course, you know, you can reach out to me.
Okay.
And if it's okay with you, I can have Linda read the
absolutely plaque says. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you. And thank you all for being a part of this. So this is the Military Order of the Purple Heart Special Recognition Award is bestowed with pride to the City of Kent, Ohio. It's for your dedication and support honoring Americans combat wounded veterans by becoming the Purple Heart City. Thank you.
Thank you. I have a proclamation for you.
Whereas the City of Kent proudly honors the courage, sacrifice, and unwavering dedication of the men and women of the United States Armed Forces who have defended our nation, preserved the freedoms enjoyed by all Americans. And whereas the Purple Heart is the oldest military decoration awarded in the name of combat service and is bestowed upon members of the armed forces who have been wounded or made the ultimate sacrifice in service to our country. And whereas the Military Order of the Purple Heart has recognized communities throughout the nation that demonstrate a commitment to honoring Purple Heart recipients and supporting veterans and military families. And whereas the designation of the City of Kent as a Purple Heart City reflects the community's deep appreciation and gratitude for those residents and service members who were wounded or gave their lives in combat defending the United States of America. And whereas the City of Kent and its residents recognize the tremendous sacrifices made Purple Heart recipients and remain committed to preserving their legacy of courage, patriotism, and selfless service. And whereas the designation stands as a lasting symbol of respect and remembrance for all combat wounded veterans and their families within our community and across our nation. Now, therefore, I, Jack Amrine, Mayor of the City of Kent, Ohio, do hereby recognize and celebrate the designation of Kent as a Purple Heart City and encourage all citizens to honor and remember the brave men and women who have served and sacrificed in defense of our freedoms.
It's not an issue.
Thank you.
Hey. Great communication, Kevin.
On May 28, 2026, an email was received from Kevin Kugel regarding noise violations from live music at the Zephyr. Mr. Kugel was provided a link to Kent's noise ordinance, and the email was shared with council. He subsequently sent additional emails regarding the same issue, which were also shared with the city manager and the law director. On June 1st, the clerk's office was notified that there will be no planning commission meetings in June. On June 3rd, 2026, the May minutes and June agenda for the Standing Rock Cemetery Board of Trustees were received and posted online. And then received after agenda publication, On June 16, 2026, an email was received from Doria Daniels expressing concern about uncollected trash at 327 Dodge Street. She pointed out that Juneteenth activities were scheduled in that area for June 20th. The service department was contacted and facilitated the collection of the trash. On June 16, 2026, an email was received from Garrett Ferrara requesting pothole patching on Pioneer Avenue. The service department was included in the email and it was also shared with council.
Thank you. Clapper, City Manager's Report.
I'd like to move items 1 through 11 on the City Manager's Report.
Second by Mr. Hook. Any comments? Mr. Roller, anything? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Consent agenda?
Approval of the May regular council meeting minutes. Approval of May special council meeting minutes. Approval of June council meeting minutes. Committee meeting minutes. Draft 2026-52, an ordinance authorizing the finance director upon the issuance of a certificate of availability of funds to pay certain purchase orders made that exceed $3,000 and declaring an emergency. Draft 2026-53, a resolution declaring the necessity of an election on the question of approving the passage of an ordinance amending sections 18701, 18703, 18704, and 18727 of the codified ordinances of the City of Kent, Ohio, to extend and expand the purpose and use of a portion of the city's current income tax beginning January 1st, 2027, to provide funds for the municipal operations of the city, including police, fire, and service department staffing needs, and quality of life projects and programs as determined by the Council of the City, and paying debt service charges on securities related to that purpose, and declaring an emergency. Draft 2026-55, an ordinance amending Ordinance 2025-127, approving an agreement with Pingree 2000 Real Estate Holdings, LLC, and Clarac, LLC, aka Enterprise Holdings, LLC, to update revisions to its initial employee relocation plans and declaring an emergency. Draft 2026-56, an ordinance repealing Ordinances 1995-103, 1999-64, and 2009-38, and adopting new bylaws and rules of procedure for the Sustainability Commission that identifies the Sustainability Commission's focus areas for sustainability efforts and allows the Sustainability Commission to amend its own bylaws and rules of procedure in the future without requiring council review and authorization and declaring an emergency. Draft 2026-57, an ordinance authorizing a third amendment to a lease of land for private redevelopment with Collegetown Kent, LLC, to change the method of calculation for the annual parking lot maintenance fee and declaring an emergency. Draft 2026-58, an ordinance amending Ordinance 2025-111, the current appropriation ordinance, passed December 17, 2025, so as to adjust appropriations, transfers, and advances from the various funds of the City of Kent to individual accounts for the current expenses of the city for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2026, and declaring an emergency. Draft 2026-59, an ordinance authorizing amendments to the City of Kent Zoning Code to modify existing definitions, add new definitions, and include specifications to driveway regulations, and declaring an emergency. In draft 2026-60, an ordinance authorizing the city manager or his designee to approve a new special event application from Joe Robinson to be held on Friday, August 21st, 2026, and the full-length closure of East Erie Street, beginning at Haymaker Parkway and extending west to South Water Street, including the crossing at South DePeyster Street, and declaring an emergency.
No suspension.
Mr. Clapper.
Yes.
Mr. Drager.
Yes.
Mr. Hook.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer-Bish.
Yes.
Mr. Tipton. Mr. Turner. Ms. Wallach.
Yes.
Ms. Wesley.
Yes.
Ms. Selko.
Yes.
Move adoption.
Second.
Oh.
Mr. Drager.
Yes.
Mr. Hook.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer-Bish.
Yes.
Mr. Tipton. Mr. Turner, Ms. Wallach?
Yes.
Ms. Wesley?
Yes.
Ms. Selko?
Yes.
Mr. Clapper?
Yes.
That agenda passes.
Standing committees and legislation. Finance Committee. Ms. Chalko?
Yes.
No.
Just need to move the draft. Right. Yes. Right. Well, I'm wrong. It's my job. Yes. Would the clerk read draft 2026-054 in title only? I'm sorry.
Draft 2026-054, an ordinance amending sections 18701, 18703, 18704, and 18727 of the codified ordinances of the City of Kent, Ohio, to extend and expand the purpose and use of a portion of the city's income tax beginning January 1st, 2027, to provide funds for the municipal operations of the city, including police, fire, and service department staffing needs and quality of life projects and programs as determined by the Council of the City, and paying debt service charges on securities related to that purpose and declaring an emergency.
Move suspension.
Second.
Wait. Our attorneys who drafted these two, the resolution that passed in consent, which allows us to go to election. That one's done. We're going to election. They advised us to put this ordinance on, but not to pass it until after the election. And this is actually what it would do. It would amend our codified ordinances to reflect the new tax if it is passed. But if it doesn't pass, we should not vote on this now. So I would simply ask that someone make a motion to postpone this matter to an indefinite date.
Until a later date.
Second.
As a voice vote, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you. Is there any unfinished business? Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. I was having one of my senior moments.
So this connects to the noise issue. So this is an unfinished business issue. There is an issue in my ward in particular with sound traveling. There's some kind of acoustical issue with sound traveling from downtown. And it sounds as if the live music being played outside is actually in my yard and in the yards of a lot of my neighbors. So that was Mr. Kugel's comment and some other comments that we've had as well. So first, I'd like to make a reminder that if you, as a resident, have noise issues, that you should contact police as it is occurring and make a complaint. Also a reminder to our venue owners and managers to abide by the ordinance. I'd also like to have an opportunity maybe next month in July, if there's room on the calendar, for us to have some public comment. Right now, the ordinance says that we can have live music until 11 o'clock during the week. During the cold months, most of the time that happens indoors, and so the noise that may travel far afield is less. But I remember the first day that the Zephyr had live music outside, and it was a wake-up call that it's summertime. In my neighborhood. So I'd love to have some comments from staff also, some thoughtful approach to that.
I jump in? Is that all right? So we've been waiting for the new police chief because so much of this falls under the police. And we would like that person who starts July 13th to be a part of that discussion and maybe bring some lessons learned from Lakewood, which I have to think has pretty compact community with some nightlife too and residents. So We were, Hope has already had in the queue a review of the noise ordinance again. She had a couple minor things, but given this, we can add, we can expand it, like you're saying. It wouldn't be July because he starts July 13th. We would like to wait till August for that. I know the police have visited and will continue to visit the owners of these particular establishments that cause the most noise. Eric, our economic development director, has also visited and brought copies of the noise ordinance. And they are, if I understood his one of his emails, the chief's emails to his staff, they're going to make it a routine check. I mean, if we can get your patience maybe till August, and it'll be a committee night, and certainly residents can speak during that.
I appreciate that, but this is a pretty timely issue in the middle of summer, and it's pretty loud. And I think it's impactful, so I wouldn't really want to put it off necessarily for the discussion until August.
Okay.
I think, you know, getting
what is your comments, thought? Can I ask? So what? It's just an open-ended, come tell us your concerns, or are they speaking on the ordinance? Like, what if, I guess I want to be focused because that leaves a lot of space.
Yeah.
And if we could talk, sure. Like, what should the agenda topics
be? I think we should have an open hearing so that people can make comments on the noise ordinance, both business owners and residents.
Okay.
If we could get that into July, that would be great. And that information could then be shared with the new police.
Can I comment just real quick? I did talk to Kevin Kugel. And I asked him to do me a favor. So I asked him for the Saturday that was Art and Wine, if he noticed anything. He said he didn't. And it was a very different genre of music out there. So I asked him to pay attention on Thursday nights now. So they have a live performance that's out on the patio that's just a guy and a guitar. And let me know how that carries up there. And I know the person that books the music at the Zephyr. And he's willing to, I was like, you're going to need to look into doing something. And he knows that. And I don't mind continuing the conversation with him or sitting down with him, all of us, to see what we can do to help. I know that it is very specific. I know people that go down there like regularly and say it's too loud. The people that are going there for the music saying it's too loud.
Yeah.
So they know. And I lived in that neighborhood and I know how like it very specifically carries up that hill because I'm equidistant on the other side and I don't hear a peep.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm a lover of live music and I love living in Kent. It's such an important part of it. But at the same time, I mean, Mr. Kugel sent a letter, but I have had many, many phone calls and many people stop at my home. And it's something I personally experience as well.
So. I think we got one. Yeah, I've got a couple calls too from people I know that live over there. So, yeah.
And invite him specifically, the person who arranges the music, to come and speak when you have this set.
So if staff can arrange it for July meeting, that would be my request, but I understand if it doesn't fit in the agenda, then we could wait until August this month.
Let me turn the amp up.
So that's my unfinished business.
Thank you. So, any other unfinished business?
Hey, do we have any new business? Heidi?
I want to speak to what Mr. Brooker brought to us a couple of times now, but this last time. About gas-powered blowers. There are several of us that have talked about this in the past and kind of looking for a way in on this issue. There are other communities that have done some policies that have, as we saw, the reimbursement program. Maybe there's some certain times that can be set outside of the typical noise hours, but it's not just a matter of noise. This is in keeping with our sustainability plan. Yes, and people with allergies, yes. It's a health issue, for sure. It's an emissions issue. This leaf blowers kick up more emissions than so many other types of things. It's amazing. I don't have the statistics here, but I've certainly seen them. And I think it's worth warranting a study. And my recommendation is to send this to committee, but specifically to community development, to then bring to Sustainability Commission to study this issue and maybe come up with some recommendations for policies to council, you know, through that process. It's a nuisance. It can be a real nuisance on many levels. And I think it's time that we start to really look at how can we encourage different behaviors through our policies, not necessarily hitting people economically, but looking at a holistic kind of a practice, maybe an interwoven group of policies. But I think it's worthy of a study. So that's my motion, is to put this into committee, but specifically targeted to a committee such as Sustainability Commission to bring back to the group through, perhaps through community development, some recommendations that we can consider.
A second.
Anybody else? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. That's anything else, Tracy?
Yeah, as Ms. Schaefer brought up, sustainability is front and center these days because of climate change and other things, and it's a very important issue. So I would like to suggest putting into committee, discussing whether we can create a new committee called Sustainability Committee.
Okay. Any comments? Do I have a second to that?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you. Chris?
Yeah, I have a sort of an agenda hygiene one, which is that I know that the consent agenda has been on the pending list now going on well over a year. I think it's been working well, and I'd like to suggest we make it permanent, remove it from the pending list. When I initially made the motion, I think it was meant to be a 6-month test period. So I think now that's been working well, and would offer, love to get folks' comments. If not, I'd motion to remove the consent agenda from the pending list and make it permanent as a feature of the agenda.
I'll second that.
Okay. Discussion?
Do you have anything more? Yeah.
Heidi?
I want to say that it so streamlines our meetings. I wish we would have thought about this years ago. So I'm definitely in favor of this. I think that I know that the agenda is crafted and that there's opportunities to pull out of the consent agenda, and I myself have done that. And I just think it's working very well, so I'm gonna support that.
Further comment? All those in favor?
Sorry, do we need with emergency? I don't think so. It's procedural.
Yeah, we'll just remove it.
Okay, sorry.
That's fine. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Any other? Any council member comments? Mayor's report. I just want to remind people that Heritage Fest will be on July 3rd, Friday. I just wanted people to understand that it's not going to be on a Saturday. It's on Friday, and that has to deal with the inability to get someone to, shoot off the fireworks. Because it is the nation's 250th birthday, and we are not the only community that is facing this problem. So, and also, I've heard a rumor that the general manager of PARTA is retiring. I don't know who told me that, but someone told me that. But she has asked me to remind council, administration, and staff that they're cordially invited to her retirement celebration on June 25th from 4 to 7 at the Summit Road PARTA and the Fleet Storage Facility. And the city will be making a proclamation, or be giving a proclamation for her. So anything else? Okay.
I'd like to move an executive session to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official in a legal consultation with the law director.
Roll, please.
Mr. Hook?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer-Bish?
Yes.
Mr. Tipton? Mr. Turner? Ms. Wallach?
Yes.
Ms. Wesley?
Yes.
Ms. Selka? Yes. Mr. Clapper?
Yes.
Mr. Drager?
Yes.
Okay. About 5 minutes to do whatever you need to do, and then we'll meet in the conference chamber.